7 FM and a host of other independent media booths on this very important evening.
The theme of this year's event is the struggle to democratise Vancouver's media. Come and engage the Tai editor-in-chief David Beers, as well as authors Bob Hackett and Bill Carroll, and journalist Deborah Campbell for an engaging panel discussion. This event starts promptly at 7 PM and is free. For seat reservations, call 604-291-5100.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
A noise! 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 Noise!
Rider, boundary skater, the howling engine roars. The boom hits the floor. Sound leaves the branches dying. Where the crank is boiling. Shockwave rider out through the night. Hot-wash biker shifts to light. Shockwave rider all through the day. Clockwise crackers all through the way. Shockwave rider again.
Shock Rave Writer. That is something brand new by Plastic Crime Wave Sound. And you're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead here at the helm. And in the studio with me, the man, the myth, the genius behind that last track, Plastic Crime Wave himself, Mr. Steve Krakow. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in and joining us today. And what should I call you here? Steve-O? PCW.
You know, I don't enforce it. Whatever
cracky.
You feel comfortable. Some people just say Crime Wave. Some people say Plaz.
Plaz. Okay. Well, I'll try to interchange them and throw you for a loop here. You know, what can you say about that last track for us?
That is a new one. It's Shock Wave Rider. We've been kind of playing it out for about 6 months now. We just recorded it at the end of our last tour. And I don't know, hopefully it'll come out in an LP in the spring.
Uh-huh. Now, exactly, for the uninitiated, what is Plastic Crime Wave Sound, and what exactly is it that you guys do, and where are you from? I know you came all the way across the evil border to come join us. And,
yes. I almost didn't make it.
All right, so from Chicago, Illinois, originally?
Yes, I'm from Chicago area, and Plastic Crime Wave Sound is the band. We get Nick Devine on pretty much the lead guitar on that cut you heard, and Mark Lux on bass, and Lawrence Peters, aka Skog Device, on the very simple drum kit. And I don't know, we've done two albums on Eclipse. One was issued in the UK, Rocket was the label, and I don't know, we tour a bunch, and we did a 12-inch split with Oneida, and I don't know, we've toured with the Acid Mothers and Comets on Fire and the Ponies and Gree Gree, and we've been around.
All bands that are very, very familiar to the listeners here that listen to A Noise. And, well, you lucky, lucky people, by the way, because Mr. Steve's brought some of his gems out of his record collection. I pulled a few out of mine, and we're going to have a nice little, for the next hour and a half, a nice little record off here. And all keeping with the same heavy noise psychedelic vein. And the first one, by my request, out of Steve's collection is, wow, what can you tell us about this? I'm holding in my hands. Well, the $50 price tag is quite daunting to begin with.
Woo,
but
I traded.
Okay, there you go.
Over at the Fine Neptune Records. And I guess I should say this is not noisy, really.
No, that's fine, though. We're into psych, too.
Noise is a state of mind. Yeah. you know what, there is actually some demons that bubble up in this track. But yes, Del Shannon's psychedelic record, which I have actually been looking for a copy for a good 12 years. Further Adventures of Charles Westover, which is his real name, Charles Westover. And I don't know, I always liked Del Shannon. I always thought he had kind of a mournful, even his hits always kind of had a sadness. But this one he recorded in England with Mickey Most, I believe, and this young songwriter Billy Nichols was on it.
Mickey Most, but for the unknown, an amazing British producer, also kind of tried his own as a pop singer as well. Very rare track by him called It's All Right. Do you know that one? Featuring a very, very young Jimmy Page on guitar. It was his very first recording track, actually. So that's quite sought after by record aficionados and myself included, actually. That's one of my White Whale 7-inches out there.
But, Holy grails.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we all have them, you know. Like, I mean, that's definitely it. And it's nice to see that you have you found one of yours at Neptune, by the way. Shout out to Neptune. Always got to support the independent record stores out there.
Yeah, and this is pretty fairly priced, actually.
That for considering what it is, yeah. And the condition, by the way.
In the shrink!
Yes, it's still in the wrap.
Talk about record nerd stuff.
You know, woo! You know, we're going to get into that a lot today, I'm sure. But do you want to introduce the track or tracks that we're going to hear?
Yeah, this is a real mournful one. Silver Birch, which if we let flow, goes into the sort of doomy I Think I Love You.
Oh, we'll let it flow, baby.
We'll let it flow.
This is Del Shannon on CITR.
Wait.
the Freakadelic Sounds of Shades of Joy, doing their variations on Alexander Jodorowsky's El Topo soundtrack. That's called Flute in a Quarry. And much to my chagrin, it's finally been re-released, actually. This was like a total collector's classic. It is out there, though. It's accessible. It's a pretty penny, too. I think it's like, I saw it on a site where it was like 35 quid or something, which is a bit of cash here. Listen to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here with special guest Steve Krakow, better known as Plastic Crime Wave. And we just had a bit of a psychedelic onslaught there. You had some Del Shannon off of
Further Adventures of Charles Westover.
Great stuff. And yeah, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more. You have a side project, or is it, I mean, it was a side project.
It was, yeah.
Entitled Splendor Mystic Solace, featuring Ashihito Nanjo and Kawabata Makoto from Asa Mother's Temple and Mainliner. And can you tell us I know you've got some great liner notes in the album, but can you kind of give us the Reader's Digest condensed version of how the whole thing came about?
Yeah, we'll leave out gory details. Yeah, I had an old band, kind of a noise band, called Utopia Car Crash. We were real deep into, like, Skullflower and White House and all that kind of smegma, that kind of stuff. And we opened for High Rise, which was, like, a dream come true for me.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I guess Nanjo liked my get-up or what I did or whatever, and he asked me to book this Mainliner tour, which was a little bit of a scam, I found out later on.
Was that your first tour?
That was my very first tour, and definitely the first I ever booked.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Booking, you know, I mean, like, that's the equivalent of hell, pretty much, with most people I've talked to. I don't know how the guys do it, but, you know, it's a hard job, so we got.
And it's a cult band that did not have a new album. I found out later nobody wanted to handle this tour.
Wow.
That was kind of how I ended up with it, but I think I did pretty decent considering, you know, for them. There were low moments.
Yeah, I bet, you know.
But he enticed me with the play in this super group with mm-hmm. members of Mainliner and all this, and I was like, well, I can't turn that down. Mm-hmm. So it's like three guitar players, me, Makoto. Nanjo was actually playing guitar rather than bass.
Yeah.
And then the old Ruins bass player, Sasaki, was on bass.
Yeah.
So I was like, and then Shimura Koji on drums, he's played with everyone, like mm-hmm. White Heaven and Mimi Nakoto and Keiji Haino, he's played with everybody, so it was, yeah.
Yeah, no, is that scene, like, this is what strikes me about the Japanese psych scene and stuff like that. Is it as incestuous as it's made out to be in North America? Does everybody really know each other, or is there some competition and, like, you know?
The only thing I've seen is maybe, like, generationally, you know? Like, Makoto will sort of talk about, like, the new, like, Afri Rampo and some of those new bands mm-hmm. that are kind of like the new generation, but it seems like even they all collaborate and play the same sorts of shows and stuff like that. But yeah, everyone I met over there was like, you know, they look like a rockabilly cat, but they're really into psych and noise, and like, everyone's just amazing, diverse in what they like and can play, and they all can play their stuff over
yeah,
there, you
that,
know?
That's one thing that's hard to explain to the untrained ear or whatever. If you play someone an Acid Mother's album first listen, they think they're just actually making noise or whatever, and there really is method behind their madness.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And one thing that I found really surprising, actually, just speaking of people who have toured with Acid Mothers, is that they do follow a very rigid set list,
and
in between, it's when the songs kind of evolve in themselves. That's where the you know, the real magic happens and whatnot. Now, this record here, the Splendor Mystic Solace album, are these pretty much, in your mind, the best, the cream of the crop of the jams that came out of it? Or?
Yeah, there wasn't that. These were just live shows, and one I found Nanjo selling a bootleg of in Japan for like $25, and I was like, oh, I guess I gotta buy it, because I'd love to hear it. And yeah, we sort of got the best recordings together, and I don't know. I played it for a few people, and they're like, this is better than Nanjo's, you know, 8 million cassette release.
8 million cassette release,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'll put it out, gosh darn it.
I mean, what is it with the prolificness of these artists? Like, is it just the immediacy that they've just got to get it out there, or?
I think they just record everything, and, you know, like, I finally saw Makoto's mixing board, and it's just this little DAT, you know?
Yeah.
They just know how to work it and get it blown out and have it sounding great every time, so it's like, why not?
Yeah, fair
put out
enough.
An album. You know, it's like maybe Ask Mothers puts out too much stuff, but have you heard a terrible one?
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's all pretty good.
An average Ask Mothers album is better than a lot of bands' greatest albums.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask me.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to some Splendor Mystic Solace here. This is the first track on side two. Is there any backing story behind this jam at all?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay.
When this is from. It's about 1993.
99?
Yeah.
93? No, 99. Wow. Okay, that far back. Holy
yeah.
cow.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, here we go. Splendor Mystic Solace on a Noise. We'll be right back.
signal. Coming down the line. Load your magazine clip. Looking for a sign. Pull your hand grenade pin. I'll pull the bat and don't you know I feel proud. Just to shake your hand. Don't you know I feel proud. Just to take a stand. And the old man died for the people. When we rise, bow to the floor. When we rise, bow to the workers. When we rise, bow to our soul. And don't you know I feel proud. Just to shake your hand. Yeah, don't you know I feel proud. Just to make a stand. The shadows when the bullets whine, blast your automatic. I've been blasting mine, and don't you know I feel proud. Just to shake your hand. Yeah, don't you know I feel proud. Just to make a stand.
By Budweiser there. That is off the B-1000 Director's Cut. Of course, three record box that came out a couple years ago featuring Guided by Voices' most stellar release, if you ask me, with Revolution Boy, containing the line, I am the collector of things and all the pain it brings. And I thought that's a very adequate song to play because you got two complete vinyl nerds in the studio right now, myself and Mr. Steve Krakow, better known as Plastic Crime Wave. And Steve, can you give us a little bit of backing story behind the track that we heard before Guided by Voices?
The Third World War, kind of some early Yob skinhead rock, which I've been kind of obsessed with these days. Back when the skinheads were nice.
Exactly. Real skinheads, not what we refer to today as boneheads. So yes. We are not promoting racism here. We are talking about real, honest to God, Yabo music, you know, like, you know, where they just kick the crap out of anybody. Right. You know, they didn't have a reason, you know, like that kind of thing. And we started off there with Steve, one of your side projects, Splendor Mystic Solace, a collaboration with yourself and Mainliner, one of my favorites here, if you listen to the show, I'm sure you know. And yeah, it's 12:15 in the p.m., and we're going to keep going in the, psychedelic-y kind of vein, or what do we got?
Sure.
What do we got coming up here?
This is a little Blossom Toes.
Which, give us a backstory here, please.
They UK band, late 60s. They started off kind of like a more poppy, kind of who sells out, kind of mod psychedelic band, and then something happened on the second one. They got real heavy and freaky. I think a lot of like Beefheart and Zappa infiltrated their consciousness and just did this insane. I've even heard people refer to this one as proto-hardcore. See if you can guess, get the moment. I think you'll hear it. But it's just insanely heavy and weird stuff.
So, well, let's check this out. Blossom Toes on CITR.
Get me at things like that.
Yeah. people you knew were the plastic that melted and the chromium too. Who are the brain police?
prize. They think he's got a secret, but they don't realize he's just hot. He's got a fly on his shoulder. He wants to swat it off, but his limbs are grown older. He's tired and sick, and he can't walk away to find some shade like he has made for others who can move.
Democracy Now. It's on right before Anarchy Later. Please welcome Amy Goodman.
Saturday, October 28th at 8 p.m., CITR, CJSF, and Co-op Radio present an exclusive talk with award-winning journalist and host of Democracy Now, Amy Goodman, at the Alice McKay Room in the Vancouver Central Public Library. Tickets can be purchased at Banyan Books, Spartacus Books, Co-op Books, Sophia Books, CITR Radio, Co-op Radio, and CJSF. Amy Goodman, Saturday, October 8th at 8 p.m., brought to you by CITR, CJSF, and Co-op Radio.
It's called Unembedded Independent International News. That's what we do.
That is what she does, and she'll be on at 2 o'clock, actually, today. Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, always a great thing, Pacifica Radio, and she's going to be here in person. Well, not here, but in Alice McKay Room at the Vancouver Central Public Library, Saturday, October 28th. Tickets available here and at all those other places that was mentioned in the PSA. And then at 3 o'clock, we have Rumbletone Radio, a go-go. The best, actually, is probably going to sound similar to the stuff that we've been playing today, actually. Frank Rumbletone with his classic garage psych. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30, it is Sam Squash's Hideaway hosted by Ms. Anita B. 8 o'clock is Folk Oasis hosted by Ms. Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Vancouver's best sexual health show, Juice Box, hosted by Julia. And 11 o'clock, oh man, you know him, you love him, and you don't want to be him, Mr. Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So there's no reason to unlock the dial. This is a noise. Special guest in the studio today, Mr. Steve Krakow, better known as Plastic Crime Wave, and what we heard in that last set, really, really, really cool psyche stuff. We started you off there with
Blossom Toes.
Very, very good stuff. And proto-metal.
Yeah.
That is really some proto-metal. Real, that was just all over the place.
Some guttural screaming and then some little honky-tonk piano.
Yeah. You know, it's like just like a nice little mishmash. And you mentioned Zappa, so I grabbed something off of Freakout. Of course, the classic Who Are the Brain Police. And they sounded not dissimilar. I don't know if that makes any sense, but and then we played some classic movie music from the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack, Elephant's Memory with Old Man Willow. Yes, indeedy. So now, Steve, not only are you a musician and illustrator, you also run a magazine. You want to give a shameless plug here?
Oh, shameless plug. Yes, the magazine is the difficultly titled Galactic Zoo Dossier. Drag City actually puts it out of Chicago. They do a lot of indie rock.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to be the acid folk label a little bit.
They're jumping on the wagon a bit, you know. Like,
but I love them.
Oh yeah,
in case they're listening right now.
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you. I mean, do you feel that like there's a? I mean, you've worked with Arthur Magazine and things like that. It seems that you know the underground always surfaces up, And there's always just seems to be this scene that always kind of gets exploited. And the one thing I was talking about with you in December, I was in San Francisco, and like in Amoeba in particular, I was just amazed at all these kids that are dressing like the Yeah Yeah Stripes are buying like Burzum albums. And, yeah. and it's like, okay, death metal's the new it. You know, freak folk, whatever the hell that is the new this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think is, and what do you want the next thing to be?
I think the year acid punk broke.
Woohoo!
2007.
All right. You know, well, let's keep trying, you know. give the listeners an idea of what the magazine's about and what do you guys cover? What do you do?
It's kind of a hard thing to... Drake said he had initial problems selling it, but it's actually doing pretty good now. It's all hand-drawn, you know, which isn't necessarily an artistic statement. It's just easier for me. I do, like, interviews with... everything from sort of populist folks like, say, Vanilla Fudge to, like, really obscure, like, Kevin Coyne or Clive Palmer of Incredible String Band. And then I kind of write up little bands like that band Third World War we heard before. I'm writing up for the new one, some obscure stuff. And then I, you know, I'm a sucker for, like, guys like, say, Del Shannon doing their one-off psychedelic album. And that kind of, and you know, I say kind of psychedelic culture. Nothing, you know, I've done... stuff on Black Power dudes. Everything's fair game in my little world. A lot of comics reported on as well, like groovy 60s comics and stuff like that, too.
Awesome. And you have with us a CD that comes with?
Yes, it comes with some fancy trading cards. And then it Ooh. Also comes with a double CD. Yes. And this last one came with a double disc, kind of little gatefold thing, and like one's old, rare stuff from my collection, and one's sort of the new breed. But, yeah, this is a track a friend of mine found when he was vacationing in Croatia.
Okay.
It's this band in Dexy. Can't find any info on them, but, like, he got one LP, and it just had this great monster sort of UK-sounding psych track.
Is it modern, or is it
It's from the day. We can't even figure out a date. You can hear it, and it's probably, like, 68, 69, but then you never know what the... when, say, Croatia caught on to psychedelia, so it could be like 1972.
You know? There's always, it always blows my mind of what's always out there. You know? And
Simply Saucer, 1974.
Hey, Canadian!
Canadian
all right.
power!
Yes, Hamilton's best kept secret, you know, and... well, maybe we'll listen to some Simply Saucer later. They're no strangers to me, I'm afraid. But yeah, if you give the full introduction on this, and we'll listen to it.
So yeah, Indexi from Croatia. The track is called Plima. Kind of has a little bit of a Sibarit, early Status Quo kind of vibe, but some nice spaced out stuff too.
Woohoo!
Thank you. So I ducked in where the wind could not blow, and I saw the couple walk down the road. Arm in arm they went a hunt mistletoe. And the wind did blow over all the snow. I saw the couple walking down the road. And the leaf went scuttling o'er the frozen road. And I saw the couple weaving to and fro. But I ducked in where the wind could not blow. Arm in arm they went a hunt mistletoe.
Gosh darn it, that was real purdy. Who that?
That was the Cherry Blossoms from Nashville, one of my favorite little bands.
Yeehaw.
Around. Yeah, they're real homespun and for real. This singer Peggy is a genuine cool nut who's, I don't want to use the word outsider.
The horrible Irwin Chusett invention. Yes.
I don't know where to put it.
And I'm going to actually shamelessly plug something in. 3 weeks, actually, speaking of that horrible term, in the studio we are going to have Ms. B.J. Snowden from Songs in the Key of X fame, but we're going to talk about her music, her love of Canada. She's best known for her song In Canada, which you've heard here a lot, and also the fact that she's in a lawsuit with Irwin Chusett, actually, and I want to talk to her about that, because he's been selling her records, and he's not allowed to. So, but anyways, yeah, B.J. Snowden, coming up in a few weeks, brought to you by Red Cat Records. Thank you very much, Amy from Red Cat, to set that up. So, yeah, stay tuned. And also, As you always know, we're podcasting now. So if you want to hear any previous shows and stuff like that, including this one, go to www.citr.ca and click on the Annoys section in the podcast section. And yeah, those last two tracks on a wonderful compilation entitled Every Day Since 66, double CD package, coming to you from...
Plastic
Crime? I'm trying to give you another plug for the magazine.
Oh, Galactic Zoo.
Galactic Zoo.
Dossier.
Available in finer record stores in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Does Scratch and Zulu have it?
I still haven't been to Scratch, so I know they carry Drag City and stuff, so mm-hmm. I think... Zulu seems to have it sporadically, and then I sold Neptune a couple copies. So
nice. Okay, excellent.
Go get them.
You know, excellent. And
you can always order them from Drag City.
There you go. And that's just dragcity.com, I assume.
Yeah.
You know, and you can also order some really good records from Drag City as well. They're very good. I'm going to play... You've been playing me so much stuff. I'm going to play you something here that I hopefully will make you... Make your peanut brittle. And I debuted this last week. This is a new band from Bay Area, featuring some members of Trans Am and the Fucking Champs and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty funny.
So are we allowed to say the F word on there?
If it's in context.
Oh, you know, I've been trying to hold back.
Oh, there you go. Like, well, you know, you've been quite the gentleman, I must say, actually, Steve. Thank you.
I try.
But no, this new band is called Crime in Choir. The good prog. Yes, indeedy. Crime Inquire, the band is called, and brand new stuff. It came out last week. Should be in stores now. So if that kings or crimson, check it out. The album's called Trumpery Meter, and that comes to you, strangely enough, from the GSL label out of California. And mostly known for their kind of electro-clashy things and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a weird, weird, weird label. And then they go ahead and give us that. So, but anyways, we're just wrapping it up here on a special edition of Annoyz. Special guest Steve Krakow, Plastic Crime Wave. I'd like to thank you very much for bringing your records and stuff. And like I asked you, can we predict a show coming up anytime in the near year or future?
You know, it's tricky with the border.
The border.
We played Montreal and Toronto, and that went okay, but we were legit and all. Man, we might do a West Coast thing possibly in the spring, so we'll try and get up here, and maybe I'll be back here doing a solo thing.
Very nice. Well, again, thank you. We have something off of your latest actual release here.
Yes.
No Wonderland. Double album here on Eclipse Records featuring, holy moly, an incredibly huge list of guests, shall we say. And including, like, I mean, for all you hippiesters out there, Devander Banhart's on here. Woo! And for Soxa, one of my, God, you got to love her, you know. And my favorite, and apparently none of yours, Michael Yonkers is on here, because every time I play it, I always get like, what the hell is this? And but I think he's a genius.
He's
and,
like post-punk before punk.
Exactly. You know, I mean, talk about, you know, making records in your mom's basement proper, you know, like, I mean, that's some good stuff, you know. Again, I'd like to thank you. You want to introduce this track?
Yes, this is New Throb, which I kind of told you just was a working title that stuck.
Yep.
This was our New Throb, and I don't know, going for that. This album was kind of our whole excessively produced concept LP kind of thing you got to figure out. But Formation and Devastation.
All right.
So this is on the Devastation side, and yeah.
Alrighty, and thanks again, Steve. Appreciate it.
Sure.
And that's it for me, and until next week, kids, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now. We'll be right back.
Jazz musicians, listen up. Dig Your Roots is looking for independent, creative jazz artists from around the country. You could be featured on the Dig Your Roots website. You might even be chosen to appear on a national CD compilation and perform to live radio audiences coast to coast to coast. Deadline for submissions is October 31st, 2006. Dig Your Roots is a Canadian local talent development initiative of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. For more information and to find out how to submit, visit www.digyourroots.ca. Dig Your Roots. Discover your culture. Grow a consciousness.
You'll be left out in the cold.